It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
Biggest questions heading into week two of the NFL season, next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. And if you're watching on YouTube, which you really should be, Dave was doing a little dance there in our
I wasn't really.
You love to see.
Yeah, I wouldn't call it dancing. I was just doing like that.
You were doing the week two dance.
The week two dance, sure, I guess. But like, I wasn't like shaking my butt or anything. Not that that's what you really want to see when you're on YouTube, is that. There's
subscribe
a million other people
whose
butts
Dave.
Are being. Don't do it. Don't say that. How about this? I promise not to shake my butt if you subscribe to FFT.
I think that's a good one. All right.
YouTube. There we go. You will not see that today. Happen.
All right. Welcome to FFT and 5, where we've turned our attention after that digression to week two. I'm Chris Towers here with Dave Richard, and we're talking about the biggest questions heading into week two of the fantasy football season. And Dave, how'd your week one go? We were talking about that. I got blown out by you in our super flex league, but overall I went 9-5. So not bad, not bad. How about you?
I either went 9-8 or 10-7. And I can't tell one of the teams because the commissioner, who will go unnamed, but is a part of our daily programming, forgot to set up the league all the way. So I'm waiting for that league to get set up to see whether or not I won or lost. But
okay,
worst case scenario, I win a game over 500, which
all
is
right, well,
not bad for a guy who didn't take a lot of receivers in round one.
Yeah, it was a good start for the top four wide receivers in particular. They all top four wide receivers in ADP all scored 28 PPR points or more, which is just incredible. Really good week, but we're going to talk about mostly some running backs coming out of week one, heading into week two. And the first big question for week two, how high are you ranking Jeff Wilson?
I'm in the flex range. I'm not as excited about him as other people are. I've had a chance to kind of think about it since this morning. I agree that he should be the top waiver wire ad because he's a running back that's going to get a lot of work. And it's the San Francisco offense, but it's a little bit of a different situation. Not only is Debo Samuel going to be there to take work away from him, and he did that last year, and Wilson was okay. He got you 14.7 PPR points per game or more in two of the four games that he had a significant role in, and Debo was in on those games. But the quarterback wasn't a running quarterback, and they didn't have two rookie running backs behind him that they were going to evaluate. So I'm a little nervous about Jeff Wilson having a big role, and that's why I'm not going to spend up for him. I've got him as a flex, even in non-PPR, a handful of other running backs that I would take ahead of him this week in my lineup includes Montgomery, Daryl Henderson, CEH, Cordarrelle Patterson, Antonio Gibson. I mean, names that are pretty obvious to people.
Yeah, I've got both Jets running backs with Joe Flacco at quarterback, how much he threw to them. I've got Rashad Penny, Nyheim Hines, even Ramondre Stevenson and Damian Harris. So Jeff Wilson's running back 33 for me in PPR, 29 in non. So a little better there, but
a little higher in them.
Yeah, not someone I'm super excited about. I'm expecting like 65 total yards and an okay chance at a touchdown in that offense.
Yeah. But you know, the matchup
so
is good
near the goal line.
Yeah.
So that's the concern too.
So he could take him away. And it's honestly, it is a good matchup. Seattle's coming off their emotional victory.
Yeah.
They played on Monday. Defense played 66 snaps. They allowed a ton of yards to Denver's running backs. So there's an opportunity. There's an opportunity.
All right. Who is your top buy low candidate coming out of week one?
I like the idea of taking advantage of the narrative in Seattle, speaking of the Seahawks, and going after DK Metcalf, who had a quarter of the targets from Geno Smith. I thought Geno Smith looked okay. Metcalf didn't do anything with them. He averaged a shade more than 5 yards per catch, which isn't going to happen again. And he's going to get plenty of touchdowns. And I think that people are going to be very disenchanted with DK Metcalf after that game. You throw a fumble on top of it, that's the cherry on top of that crap Sunday. And I think you can probably swindle somebody, get him to be your wide receiver 3. For a song, not that much in trade form. I've got him ranked as a low-end number two receiver this week as well.
I'm surprised that Geno Smith didn't take more shots with him down the field. That's something Geno Smith has been willing to do in the past. I've got him in the fringe wide receiver two, wide receiver three range. He's behind Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy. He's behind, you know, I've got Mike Evans kind of low this week. Just, man, the Saints have just had the answer for Tom Brady and that Tampa Bay offense over the past couple of seasons in a way that is really hard to understand. But Marshawn Lattimore especially has really made Mike Evans' life pretty miserable over the last few seasons. I think he got kicked out of a game for getting into it with Marshawn Lattimore a couple seasons ago as well. So that's been a frustrating matchup for him. But I still have him ahead of DK Metcalf. Let's move on to the last question, and we'll go really quickly because I think the answers are fairly obvious, but maybe you'll disagree. Are you panicking about the bad games from Christian McCaffrey and Alvin Kamara? Alvin Kamara, it's worth noting, was dealing with a rib injury in week one, although it doesn't sound like it's going to linger.
Nah, I'm not really panicking. I would love to take advantage of other people's panic.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll get that chance because I think most people are willing to be patient. I think they're mostly happy with McCaffrey because he survived the game. He scored a touchdown as well. And Kamara has had some bad games in the past, and then he ends up being just an absolute game breaker later on. Saints would be dumb not to get him involved in their offense moving forward. I'm sure they will. And not that worried about it. Although this week I wouldn't expect a huge game because it's Tampa. It's a good run defense.
Yeah. But
you should still start him.
I agree with everything you said there. If I get the opportunity to buy low on Alvin Kamara and Christian McCaffrey, I would absolutely take it. So that's all to say, don't sell them low. That's going to do it for Fantasy Football Today in 5. For Dave Richard, I'm Chris Towers. We'll see you tomorrow.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast wherever you get your podcasts.